You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Te Papore, a new transitional housing facility, has opened in Wellington to provide 100 new accommodation options for individuals in whānau. This facility is one of many that provides temporary housing to vulnerable Kiwis before they find permanent residences. Especially during New Zealand's housing crisis, these facilities are fundamental to our most vulnerable's health and well-being. I spoke to Ronji Tanelu, a policy analyst from the Salvation Army, about the costs related to transitional housing, the difficulty in relocation post-transitional housing, and more specifically about Auckland's housing issue. I began the interview by asking what transitional housing was.
Transitional housing is a bit of a band-aid. It's like a gap-filling measure for those people who are in housing stress or extreme housing deprivation. And so if they're homeless or they are in overcrowding situations, then through transitional housing, you can come to what's called, what's often a 12-week stay. And you come through transitional housing for 12 weeks, and then the aim is to transition you out of that transitional house into a private rental or a long-term social housing. So it's sort of the gap between those who are homeless or in housing stress and trying to get them into some form of government housing.
The government has announced that $15 million is going to be spent over the next 3 years to provide 100 new beds on Te Papore, the new facility in Wellington. To me, this seems like a lot to spend on a small amount of accommodation. Is this cost expected for transitional housing, and can it be reduced?
Yeah, look, I don't know if it can be reduced. I think it is what is to be expected around the cost of providing transitional housing. I think it's not just about, you know, people often think it's just about the building and getting them into a house and beds and materials and couches and that stuff, which is a part of the issue. But, you know, beyond that, these are people often with very complex high needs. And so it's about trying to provide the support or wraparound support around that person inside the transitional housing. We at the Salvation Army, we work with about 1,000 people across the country in transitional housing, and about half of them have children. And so again, we're trying to provide not just a bed and a safe place, warm, affordable, and so on, but also provide wraparound support around their children, if they're dealing with addictions, if there's a food security issue, if there's a debt issue. We try and wraparound support around those in transitional housing. So, you know, people might look at it and think, well, it is expensive, but when you think about the fact that you're trying to provide not just building support or an actual place to stay, but also wraparound support for very complex, high-needs people, then that's where those costs lie.
Transitional housing, as you pointed out, is supposed to provide temporary housing for 12 weeks, but we've seen cases of people living in these situations for up to 6 months. What are the barriers of relocation, and can this process be accelerated?
Yeah, look, the main barrier is this, that there's just not enough good long-term solutions to transition to. And so right now, private rental is very unaffordable for people on the benefit or on low fixed incomes. And so it's difficult to transition them into private rental. And remember, they're competing in the private rental market with everyone else that's trying to get affordable rent. So that's really, really difficult. And there's not enough long-term social housing for them to transition to. So basically, it's a supply and demand challenge. And so you're right, there are many cases where people stay beyond the 12 weeks. And I think that's, we believe at the Salvation Army, that's a good option, because we want to transition them to a good alternative, not just to something that could quickly fall away or lead to another form of homelessness or so on. So,
particularly following the pandemic, as you've pointed out, building has been slowed, partly due to the supply chain. Is there any way that we can build more houses faster, especially housing for the most vulnerable, without compromising on quality?
Yeah. Look, we believe there are. I think, you know, you've talked about the supply chain and those things and the market, so we can't fully control that. But, you know, one of the things that we've challenged government with is the role of what's called CHIPS, or community housing providers. These are groups like the Salvation Army or Habitat for Humanity or the Methodist Mission or others that are working in this space that have great wraparound support, that are good at building houses and know how to build transitional and social housing that is fit for purpose for these kinds of people in whānau. The challenge is that we don't have capital, and we need support in terms of the infrastructure and in terms of legislation around the Resource Management Act and local policy and so on. So, look, we believe the community housing providers have some really good solutions, and when they work with government and work with the community, then we can provide some really good, not just transitional houses, but long-term social houses as well. I mean, the Salvation Army's just opened up a new long-term social housing development in East Auckland and West Auckland. And so these are families that were on transitional housing or were in emergency housing, which is where we don't want people. And so now they've transitioned into long-term, warm, safe, affordable, really nice long-term social housing. And so that's what we need. There's no silver bullet to deal with the housing crisis, but we believe in the sharper end of people facing vulnerability, then working with the community housing providers is a great solution.
Finally, turning our lens to Auckland, the housing crisis and homelessness are both major issues affecting the city. Is enough being done to provide transitional housing for vulnerable people within Auckland?
Yeah, look, there's a couple of things happening in Auckland, the biggest city in our country. Housing First is a program that's working well in some parts of Auckland, working with those transition them out of homelessness into some transitional housing options. We, as the Salvation Army, provide some transitional housing for those that have come out of prison and those on the journey of recovery in terms of addiction. There's some really good things happening there, but not at the scale that we need. I mean, the social housing register, so those in the most severe housing need, is at 20,000 plus now. And that's just representative of families. It's a much bigger number than that, but that's how many are applying for a social house. We've got some good solutions. We've got some good transitional housing options, but we just need them to be done at scale when you see the scale of the issues that are happening in Auckland. And whether it's a homelessness issue, an emergency housing issue, or overcrowding issue, whatever, there's got to be multiple solutions that we develop at a policy level that meet the different urgent need that's in Auckland.
That was Ronji Tanelu, policy analyst from the Salvation Army, on transitional housing and the housing crisis.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.